on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hi, I'm Katie from Bel Air, and I just want to know if I'm a bad mom because I don't want to give my daughter's teacher an end of the year present.
Oh.
Well, if I was your teacher, I'd say probably.
Well, actually, I mean, I don't know, like, the normal protocol. Like, is there, you know what I mean?
Actually, this would be interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's time for the parent panel. This is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. If you've never done one of these with us before, we could actually use your help if you are a parent. How does this work, Jess?
Parents call in and share a situation when someone in their life has called them a bad parent, a bad mom, or a bad dad. And so we just want to take a look at a different perspective of how this even happened in the first place.
So why would you not want to get her a gift, I guess?
Yeah.
So my daughter Brianna is in this play group, and the three other moms there, we got together and they were like, let's all contribute to the teacher to get them something special at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, she's in the second grade. How hard is it to teach kids in the second grade? Like, she's just doing her job. And between the field trips and, like, the lunches, like, financially, I'm kind of tapped out. So I don't understand why I need to pay more on top of that just to kind of, like, what, tip the teacher?
Is it a tip? I mean, I don't know if it's a tip versus, like, it would be just like a thank
you. Just like a
you,
nice, thoughtful like gift, you know? Appreciation thing.
I don't know if they see it like a tip per se, you know?
But is your point basically being like, I'm paying for so much as it is? Like, what is this for?
Exactly. I mean, I think tip culture in general has just gotten completely out of control. Like, we're just supposed to shell out money for every additional thing. And I think, honestly, it's ridiculous. And when I said this to the other moms, they looked at me like I was some sort of monster.
Yeah.
And then one mom actually texted me afterwards and was like, oh, you know, we hope you will reconsider.
I mean,
and it's like, no.
Okay, so you just feel like you've paid everything you need to pay, basically, for the school year. And now it seems like a teacher gift is like, like tipping the scale at this point.
I mean, they get a salary.
Yeah, but like not one they deserve.
I mean, I work in HR, and it's not like at the end of the year, people start piling gifts on my desk. Why do I have to do something for someone else that's just supposed to do their job?
I mean, true, but like, how nice would it be if like you came into work and there was like $10 Starbucks gift card on your desk? I feel like that would totally make your day.
Yeah, but that's never going to happen.
So you
again,
feel like
you, why do I have to do that for someone else?
You feel like it's weird that we do it for one profession, but we don't all get the same. Because you're right. I mean, no one comes in and gives us gifts just for no reason. So why are we doing it for teachers, I guess, is your question?
Exactly.
Okay. This is what Parent Panel is all about. So 410-583-1065. If you're a parent and can weigh in on this, we'd love it. Katie is saying, hey, listen, I don't think that we should give teachers gifts at the end of the year. I don't want to give my daughter's teacher a gift this year. All the other parents are in on it, and they're looking at me like I'm some kind of, you know, three-headed monster over here because I'm saying, like, I don't want to do it. But, like, am I in the wrong if I'm the only one saying no? 410-583-1065. We'll put our parent panel together first. Jess?
I wish we could look at it from a different perspective as tipping. I think it's just a nice gesture. I think teachers do a lot. It's not like it's all on you. I think it's just like a shared responsibility. I do think it would be nice for you to participate. Like, obviously, you're not obligated, but I do think it would be kind of nice.
I mean, sure, it would be kind, but like, half the time I go out and gratuity is already added to a bill at restaurants, and now I'm also supposed to tip above and beyond that. I don't understand why I'm constantly having to shell out extra money for people.
I mean, I see your point. I don't not see your point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these teachers work hard, man. These teachers, I got
some
teacher friends.
It's a lot of kids in the classroom.
I can't sit here and tell you to not do something nice for teachers. I would not feel right about doing that. But I'm just wondering, though, do most parents feel tapped out, though, by the end of the school year? And now they're also, you feeling obligated to, like, throw a gift in, too, you know? You might not be alone on this, but let's find out with our parent panel.
This is Rachel on One in Ellicott City.
What's up, Rachel? I mean, do you feel like she's making a good point here? Like, is she in the wrong for not wanting to, you know, have to give a gift at the end?
So I think that she's entitled to not want to participate in getting an end of the year gift for her teacher. I'm a teacher. I never expect a gift from any of my students' families.
Yeah.
But that being said, I think that her attitude is incorrect. And I think that going forward, I hope that her child gets a teacher who does nothing above and beyond, just so that she could see the difference. Okay. I mean, I'm sitting here at the end of the year, and my team, and we do so many above and beyond things for our kids that we don't ask anything extra of the parents for, but it's to give the kids a better
experience,
and enrich the curriculum. And, you know, we're teachers are out here buying things off of teachers pay teachers to supplement our curriculum. And we're buying decorations for our classroom and just trying to give the kids a great experience throughout the whole year.
Right.
And that's not to say that teachers do it with the expectation with their hands out at the end of the year.
Right.
We are invested in her child. And if she does not want to say thank you in any way, shape, or form, she doesn't have to go in on anything. She could get the teacher a cup of coffee, a $5 gift card to Starbucks, if she wants to display any form of gratitude or appreciation. If she doesn't, I'm sure that teacher is not expecting anything, but I think that her attitude toward...
So like when she says tip, that
inflating
that,
it with,
it's
with
not,
tipping
yeah,
is
yeah. not the same.
Incorrect.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. That makes
it's a token of appreciation for helping my child throughout the year.
Right.
If she doesn't want to say thank you, she doesn't have to.
Sure.
But I think she needs to check her attitude about, because she's going to have teachers with her child for years to come.
Sure.
And just appreciating what that teacher does.
Right.
That's really what it boils down to.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. Thank you for calling. Jenny from Canton. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, she doesn't want to give teacher end of the year gifts. Doesn't think it's deserved. Is that the right move, you think?
Okay, I am a teacher.
Okay, this is good. Yes.
And I kind of get where she's coming from.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like parents are asked to do a lot throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And when we get to these, like, end of the year gifts and things, I think the parents are just exhausted. What they end up giving, it's not really great stuff anyway.
Okay, so you're basically calling it trash.
No, I just mean like, unless you're buying me a new car or something, I don't need another like off-brand tumbler from the Dollar Tree. I don't really need it, and I don't need to be thanking everyone as the year comes to a close. It's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Oh, and so you're saying like it's not even worth it anyway.
Yeah, and I don't sound ungrateful, but it's kind of not.
So for both angles, you're like, listen, I understand if parents don't want to give us anything because it's not really necessary, and...
But are you also saying, but the gifts aren't good, though, is what you're saying,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I kind of am saying that, and I don't really need the... You know, the mug that says world's greatest teacher. And so maybe they should just save their time and their money.
Okay.
Well,
that's what we need to hear. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Let's take one more call. This is... Oh, my gosh. I just lost your name. This is... Wait, who? This is... No. Who is this? This is somebody in Baltimore. Who is... Kate.
Jamie Kate.
Hi, Jamie Kate.
Is it just Jamie?
It's just Jamie.
Her name's Jamie.
I'm pretty sure it's Jamie Kate.
Let's call her by her name. It's Jamie.
It sounds like we're kind of split on this. I mean, do you feel like she makes a good point when she says, I don't feel like I need to tip teachers at the... Or I say tip. I'm using her language now.
Yeah,
I need
we
to
don't
give teachers a gift at the end of the year.
I feel like, again, I agree with the other caller. Like, it's not, like, it's appreciated, right? I'm a teacher also. It's appreciated. It's not expected.
Yeah.
But her attitude is the problem. Like, acting like our jobs aren't hard. Like, oh, it's just second graders. Like, I want this woman to come spend one day in a school to see what these behaviors and what some of these kids are like. We're overworked. We're underpaid. Like, I get if you don't want to spend the money. And, like, I agree with the other caller, too. Like, some of the gifts, like, okay, like, we don't need a million mugs, right? We don't need a million tumblers.
But,
like,
world's best teacher.
A little handwritten card or something. Like, those are, like, the most special things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's her attitude. Her attitude is the problem. You're not tipping us. Like, teachers are the foundation of this world. Like, Kate, without your teachers, you would not be in HR. Like, teachers literally...
No. Period.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no,
we are
absolutely.
The ones that educate the future of the world and help these people become lawyers and doctors and all of these things. So I think that teachers in general are just underappreciated. Well, underappreciated, yeah. And that's a part of the problem.
That's actually a massive part of the problem.
Absolutely.
How does that make you feel, Kate, here at the end? Like, just most parents, and I'm looking through the calls, I mean, most parents feel like it'd be the right thing for you to do, you know?
I mean, it's annoying, because again, like, I feel like I'm just contributing to this tipping culture, which I think is just, like, getting out of hand in general. But we live in a society, so, like, if I'm going to be contributing and not get ostracized by the rest of the moms, like, yeah, sure, I'll throw in $10 to $20. It's just the principle of the thing.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.